So the hefsek has been so. It says in Tefillah there's inyan of hefsek that he should be kedei ligra b'sakoil. If you're mafsek enough that you could have said the whole thing, then it has a real hefsek. So I don't remember exactly what we're holding. I think we're holding on Vekulam Yisparach on page 305. We had certainly started Moedim, we certainly talked about Moedim. So, V'chol HaChayim Yiducha Seler Ba'ala Shimcha Be'emes. One of the things, just as a note, because the way our Sidurim are printed, they're a little bit, they give us a wrong impression. It's as if V'sechazen is a bracha, Moedim is a bracha, V'chol HaChayim, and Bal Kulam, as if these are all separate brachas. The truth is, from Moedim, until Baruch Atah Hashem Atayv Shem Chalach Adonai, this is one bracha. It's broken up because between Alanisim and Uchseb L'chaim Tovim, the siddur is broken up. But it's one bracha. It's the siyum of Moedim. V'chol HaChayim Yiducha Sel V'al Shemcha HaGadol Al Shem Chai Chai Hu Yodecha. Passing a shaya that Chizkiya Melech said HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a chai, that Adam whose chai will be Moed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, Chizkiyahu said, only people are living can be Moed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving him life. Hashem Komeini Ayoyim. V'amino Be'chis Rabu Mi Moide, Mishu Chayim Shtach V'lechay, D'chsiv Chay Chay Hu Yedecha. V'hameisim Yishabu Mat Shiyichyu. So living people are Moed Shtach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Meisim, as soon as they come alive, Dem Yishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here in Perkei Nechames, Meini HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roishoy, Umarido ala meisim, veim chayim veim ragleim, umishapchim shmoi. Lekacho masela, that's why you have losha sela, veim chayim meisim. Kad tzadikim, afilu misosan kruin chayim. Ve'oma sela gabay do, al shem et shimcha loyil noy de sela, and hoidozu ikra al shem tchias hameisim. Ve'remez lekach, he says, ve'chol ha'chayim, loma v'chayim. וכן רצו לומר כל גוי מה שעשיס יבואו וישתחו לפניך, וכי מי יעשה גוי מה להו, ומה צריך לומר מה שעשיס, על הרמז, על עשי השני, שזה תחיל עשה מייסים. Okay, let's talk about this piece over here. So, it sounds very nice. We're only living people can Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, that's obvious. Only living people can put on tefillin. Even though some of us are half dead in the morning, but still, some element of life is required to be able to put on tefillin. And the same thing with Blonger Shofar. I mean, there's nothing, a dead person can't do anything. It says over here that only a living person can be Moide HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayaducha. And then it says that the Iker of this is about Chias HaMesim, that Lassad Lava will also go on, as soon as we get up, we're going to be Moide HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is that so important? I mean, what do we hack in for? A person is standing there in Shemar Nesser, and he's being Moide HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine, that's very nice. Now he's saying two things, the way he brings it down, the way he's Meirich. First of all, he's saying that because I'm living, that's why I'm being Moedah to you. So I guess it's an extra plug that we want life. And then it says that Lased Lavoi, after Tchias HaMesim, I'm going to be Moedah to you also. Okay? What does that add over here? It's like saying I'm very, very Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I have in mind even after Chesed Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is he adding with that statement? Mela, when you say Ata Gibbo, you're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gvuris, that he's Mechayim Meisim. What is he adding over here? So I think we might have spoken a little bit about the first part, but I'll just review it so that we're able to use it for the Hemshech. If you ask, the Musig of Haidah is that a person acknowledges that something else belongs to somebody else. So if somebody helped me for a test and I did well, so if I did well, I did well on the test. But when I say it's your work, I'm acknowledging your role in it. So what I'm doing is I'm assigning the credit to you, or kuloi, or I say somebody lent me money and started a business and got me customers. It's not. I can go ahead and say, you know, it's all you. It's not me. It's nothing to do with me. You just wrote it on my name, but you invested the money. You made the advertisement. You got the customers. So basically, it's all yours. So the musig of hoidah and hoidoya, with whether thanks or admission, is very similar. The concept when you thank somebody, what you're doing is you're acknowledging that really what seems to be yours is his. So whatever I have good is yours. That's the musig of Eidah. That's the musig of Eidah. It's an acknowledging that whatever it is that I have is in essence yours. Now, when a person is living, so I'm willing to acknowledge many things to other people. So I tell somebody, everything I have, everything I possess is because of you. We're willing to, at some point, we're willing to do that. But acknowledging that life itself is somebody else's is very tough, because in its very core, I sense my own existence as being self. I am because I am. And I'm not something that is, I can't say that I am somebody else's. So that's one of the reasons maybe why Kibbutz Aveim is so difficult, is because in a certain sense, we have to acknowledge our own existence as being from somebody else. And we're willing to acknowledge, you helped me, you were there for me, and so on and so forth. But to be mevatel my own personal existence to someone else is very, very difficult. That is the challenge of chius. So chai chai yoducha means that the only one that can do a real hoidoyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a real bittul of self, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a chai. In other words, when things that are inanimate in the world are acknowledged as being HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is fine. But that a living being acknowledges itself as being kol kulo from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a total bittul of the self, and that's true hoidah. We explained, I believe, last time that the musig of ishtachava is that. Since a person standing upright is a sign of self, independence, a person who is becoming a skufa holds himself. We explained last time it's because a person to lay flat doesn't require anything to support yourself. You lay out flat, you're not flat. When you stand, you have to be holding yourself upright at all times. That's what standing is. That's why standing is so difficult. So when a person stands, there's a sense of self-support. I'm supporting myself. So when somebody else is battle, when I'm a battle myself, then hishtachava is a pool of his battles. That's true, all of us, because we start our beginning not knowing there was a previous. We start by being born, by living, and it's a struggle to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator. Tchiyas HaMeisim means that the person will perceive himself as having become lifeless and reinfused with life because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have that sensation. We live because we live. It takes an avoda to say, yes, I bemis am nothing, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me my life, and so on and so forth. I mean, we can say it, but to feel it, to believe it, to live it, takes a lot of effort. That's what Musa is about. After Tchiyas HaMeisim means we will have the sense that our very life is given to us. Tchiyas HaMeisim is part, Misa and Tchiyah will become part of ourself. It's not if a Tchiyas HaMeisim will be just like we were newborn babies. Then it's not Tchiyas HaMeisim, then it would be later. Tchiyas HaMeisim means we will come back with the sensation of being a mace, and a mace that was mechaya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought to life. So the ultimate hoidoya and hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes after Tchiyas HaMeisim. So just like chius itself is the ultimate expression of hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it requires an acknowledgement of self in a way that goes to the core and the essence of who we are, and it's something that's not shayach any other way. When a person, so today, so the avodah focuses around chius, But Lemaisa, but we don't have, we have a hard time being makid that. Lo asid lovay, when we will have our chiyus come back to us with the sense of getting our life, then we'll be able to do haidah b'tzur shleima. That is one nekuda. It's the second nekuda about chiyus hameisa and da that is important, and it's almost the flip side of it. Imagine you have some sort of appliance that gets recharged. I don't know, electric toothbrush, a phone. We should be turning off cell phones for the davening, so I don't know if you should use a muscle of a phone, but upon him, an iPhone that you charge up and you use, and it uses power. So long when it's not being charged, it's quote unquote independent. It's something for itself, but it loses its power. Because it's independent, because it has no etzem source of power, just what it got, it peters out. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, neshama shenefachta bi, neshama shenesata bi, tohirehi. So, once the neshama was given to us, whether or not we keep it, whether or not a person is v'chai lo'ilam, depends. If the neshama is sensed as being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, then the neshama is always alive. If the neshama itself senses itself as being cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as being menutik, then it's on the way to die. Just like Adam HaRishon, when he ate from the Eitz Hadas, if you think about it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him chiyus la'olam, and if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him chiyus la'olam means it's because he was be'etzim kasha and dovek Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's plugged in. So it's almost a contradiction. The sense of chiyus is your independent sense of existence, and because you're mekusha mechuvot Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what you do. When you decided to disobey a Kadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui, it wasn't only disobeying Kadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui. The motive was v'yisem kelo kim yoder tov ra. You don't need to be plugged in. K means parallel. B is means in, connected. Kaf, the kaf adimyon means you are separate but equal. You know, there's a mahalach of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Very nice. There's a mahalach of Adam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows tov ra. Adam knows tov ra. The point of the Nachash was, you need to grow up and become independent. You can be independent. You need the right tools. If you will have the tools of Yedea Tevera, you'll be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the difference between you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Kadosh Baruch Hu is the legislator of Tevera. You could be the same thing. So in the introduction of Misa to the world was when Adam was menatik himself from the Chivat HaKadosh Baruch Hu to become something independent. In Tchiyas HaMeisim, which means we get back Chiyus in the same tsur that we always had it, that's bedafka when it becomes Mechuber. In other words, it's because of the Hoidoya that we will have chiyus again. Since lasid lavoi, koymes adam will be bat l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the v'chayla olam is chal again. The v'chayla olam is—it's like almost kilu. We were supposed to be that way. When we cut, and we refuse to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of saying you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the shayrish of everything, we said you were the shayrish of everything. But now I can grow myself. That created the nituk. If that created the nituk, then the reversal of the process is when we re-acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu again, and then we're mischaber again. So the hishtachavah and the door after Tchiyas HaMeisim, when it says over here that as soon as they get up from Tchiyas HaMeisim, they're going to Hoidozu Ikra Shem Tchiyas HaMeisim. That's why it says Shem Chol Oilam. So the pshat is, it's not we will also, by the way, one of the great things we're going to do after Chesed Meisim is stand and be Moreh Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Hoidoya afterwards, the constant Hoidoya, is the Seid of Chesed Meisim. The reason why there will be a Chibur again of Chaim to Adam is Bedafka because of this Ashtar Chavoah. So we mention over here, in this Hoidoya we mention Tchias HaMesim, because Tchias HaMesim is the direct result of this Hoidoya. That's the point, I think, that's in what he's saying. I want to add one more point here. The Maral says this, and just want to say it says, V'ram Zakach V'om V'chol HaChayim Lo Machayim, that Chaim is going, that Lekacha Masel B'Chayim B'Mezin, K'tzadikim Afilu B'Yisazkim Chaim, and then he says, V'chol HaChayim V'lo Yoma V'HaChayim. So in the word Chaim, we include the Mesim who are eligible for Tchias HaMesim, and that's what's included. How do you call something Chaim when it's dead? Yes, Roshama filled with Tzadik filled with Misosik and Chaim. That's wonderful, but you can say a lot of wonderful drushes on it. But what's the essential meaning of Afilu b'Chayim k'Maisim? So the Maral says in some place a very fascinating point that when it says the word Misa, it also means Chaim, and he says the following. Let's give a mashal. When I say that this object is bent out of shape, so I'm saying more than it's crooked. I'm saying that be'etzem, its tzura pnimius, is that it's straight. I call something crooked if something about it is supposed to be straight and it's twisted and turned and it's not what it should be. So if I call a person a mace, no one calls a rock a mace. A rock behaves like a mace, doesn't do anything, doesn't walk, doesn't talk, doesn't do anything. That's what a rock does. So why isn't a rock called a mace? Because he's never living to start with. I can't describe a rock as dead because he never lived. When I describe something as dead, it means be'etzem, mitzad what he is and what he should be alive. He happens not to be. It's a mikra. Whenever I describe something with an adjective, I'm describing a mikra. So when I say a dead rock, the word dead is not adding anything to it. It's not a description because a rock is dead. It's only when I take something living. So anything that mitzad its etzem tzur should be alive. A tzaddik whose etzem tzur is a chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but something happened. He happened to have fallen for the Ferizat. He's called a Chai even when he's Mace, and Bemela he's Shayach to Tchias HaMesim. So Tchia is Shayach Dafka to it's Tzadikim, that means Sosikur and Chayim, because that means that Be'etzim, the person's stalled himself, the person has positioned himself as being someone Mechuvah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that is a description of Chias. Right now, there happened to have been a nituk. So just like when you have an appliance that can be plugged in, but the cord got cut. So I mend it because Betzim, it's built to be plugged in. If I have an appliance that has no plug, there's nothing I can do. I can't attach a plug to it because the appliance itself doesn't have a plug. The tzaddik in Kurim B'chayim fills us means mitzad his tzura, mitzad the way the person has developed himself and cast himself, he's living. He's Shad Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's something here that was mafsikit. So as long as it's mafsikit, there's a lack of chiyus. But the person is a chai be'etzem. So that's why, so recapturing, Hoidoya is the core kesha of a person, Takadosh Baruch Hu, because it means the person recognizes, acknowledges that kesha. It's something which is, which it manifests itself in chiyus. A person shows a door when he acknowledges Chiyus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the muscle. When we have the mitzvahs of Mesiras Nefesh, called Nafshecha HaMeidecha, the maila of Yehareg Val Yaver is not simply that we also we pay a great price. Our whole mitzvahs is our whole mitzvahs is Bat Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's the core of our Metzius. So the Ma'ase Shtarva for Chai is that Bittul. The way you do it is with all your Chiyus, and your Chiyus derives its Metzius from it. Chai Chai Yuducha Dafka Chai is Ma'ase Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This Chiyus itself is what allows Chiyus HaMeisim to happen. And that's why Tchias HaMeisim, as soon as people get up, they're Mishtachva, because in Tchias HaMeisim, A, they have the full Hakara that Chiyus is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And secondly, the Chiyus comes back to them, Mikoyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hobotai, Mikoyach this Batlos, you get that Chiyus. And the reason for that Chiyus is that it's Batlos. And finally, we spoke about the even in the state of Misa, if a person's be'etzem is mitzias is a hakara of Bittul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's a chai be'etzem, and if not, he's not a chai. Okay, we'll hold it in. In the Mesa Clinic campaign, they took away all the sheets. I don't know what the...